Star 101.9, Sam with you. It's the first day of October, and that's when you start thinking about cyclones and the weather and looking ahead. And of course, naturally, immediately the weather decides to go crazy. To tell us about that and give us a bit of a prediction on things, we've got Mick from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Mate, what's... we clocked into October and things immediately have just gone crazy.
I know, it's hard to believe it's October already, let alone with the weather ramping up like it has. It's good though, it's that time of the year that we start to love it, Oz Cyclone Chasers. Storm season leading into cyclone season, it's game on for us this time of year.
Now let's start by looking at the long weekend and today. First up, what, we're just getting wild storms all of a sudden?
Yes, yeah, so we've got a fairly deep trough moving through the entire length of the state right now. People might have seen some good storms down the southeast Queensland way and also through inland areas over the last few days. But today they're going to gradually move towards the coast as the trough moves east. So we can expect isolated to scattered storms throughout the entire district, more isolated the further north of Mackay you go. But definitely the chance of some rumbles, showers, thunder, lightning on the coast. Not exceptional amount of rain, but definitely going to be some cells around. And hopefully some people out there are going to get under one.
Right, okay. And then, just to make people feel weirder, something's happening on the weekend as well.
Yeah, well, that trough that I just talked about is going to move through and off the coast, either tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. And with that, we're going to see a dramatic decrease in the humidity. So it's really going to swing the winds around to the south to southwest. That's going to cause the humidity to drop out, become very dry, and that's going to increase our daytime temperatures up into the low 30s over the weekend. It's going to clear any cloud out, so it's going to be bright and sunny, but if you want a bit of a silver lining, the mornings are going to be a little bit cooler than what you'd probably expect. So cooler mornings, warmer, sunnier days, at least through the rest of the long weekend anyway.
Right, so we get a storm, and then it gets drier and hotter.
Yeah, we said it was crazy, so yeah.
Now, beyond that, like I said, October, very, very early stages, we start thinking, oh, cyclones. What early stages, obviously we can't hold you guys to this stuff at the moment, but what are things looking like?
Yeah, well, our climatic indicators are showing there's going to be a slight increase in the chance of tropical cyclones in the early part of the wet season. So we're looking at a developing La Nina, which usually means warmer sea surface temperatures across the Pacific. And that will obviously increase the chances of cyclones. But we're also looking at the upper atmosphere, which decides how strong the cyclones can get and also which direction they go. So if the upper level atmosphere is pointing in the right direction and allows the cyclones to move towards the coast as opposed further out to sea, we're going to obviously see a higher chance of cyclones on the coast. And at this stage, those early season climatic indicators are pretty good at pointing cyclones that are coming towards the coast as opposed to moving further out to sea.
Excellent stuff. So for now, though, we just sit and wait. But Mick from Oz Cyclone Chasers, thanks so much for your time.
Have a good weekend.